I'm just going to get a quick word of Brendan Guckian alongside me here after the full-time whistle there. Mohill have done a double here. Brendan, you had a close eye on that one. Not conditions really for a free-flowing game of football, but you have to say congratulations to Mohill. That was a good win. They had to dig that one out.
Absolutely, as you rightly say, there are very difficult conditions, but in fairness to both sides, they really went at it. There was a bit of an edge to it, which was good to see. You know, nobody held back. It was very difficult to get scores. But I suppose, again, Mohill have showed over the last number of months the way they can grind out games, and again, they did that today. I suppose Dara Rooney was unfortunate with his last two frees in very difficult conditions, maybe to savour a draw. But, yeah, well done, Mohill.
I wanted to grab you just before I let you go, Brendan, just because the draw was obviously made midweek. It's interesting, people are talking about Leitrim and Roscommon. I'd say you're having a quiet chuckle to yourself at that, because you're not looking anywhere beyond New York, I'm sure.
Absolutely not. That's our one and only focus in regard to the championship. New York have proved over the last number of years how difficult they are, and we'd be expecting nothing less come the 6th of May.
It's obviously a long way off, yes, and a lot of football to be played between now and then, but you'd have to imagine, certainly they targeted a victory against Sligo. They came up short last week, and you know well that some of the players they have out there, they're going to be looking to you know, make a bit of history for themselves and become a first New York team to claim a win. You're well aware of that.
Yeah, but as you say, look, it's a long way off. Our primary focus, I suppose, is getting ourselves right for the FPD. The FPD is going to be very competitive this year, which is great because it gives us good preparation going into the National League. So I suppose, look, we'll take it in steps.
Are you happy with that in the FPD, that the colleges aren't there and you're playing a round robin, so you're getting to four competitive games out of it?
You're playing four quality teams. You know, we've Roscommon first, followed by Sligo, Galway and Mayo. So look, it's absolutely great preparation going in for what's going to be a very difficult first game against Antrim up in Belfast.
Can I ask you just very finally, what's the plan now? You've obviously been watching an awful lot of football the last couple of months. When will you start bringing a panel back together?
We have a panel got together. Obviously the Mohill that are still involved in the club championship, you know, their players will be focusing on the club championship. But yeah, lads are back in the gym, and they're, you know, we've made a few changes maybe to the backroom team, and you know, lads are enthusiastic and they're looking forward to getting back into it again, yeah, as we all are.
Can you tell us about those changes, or is it a bit early yet?
It's nothing really major there, I suppose. Just the strength and conditioning side, you know, we've Kieran Keogh has come in to help us along with Enda Lyons, so I suppose that's an area that we need to improve on, and you know, they're two good men that will help us in that.
I appreciate your time, Brendan. Thanks very much.